الإذاعة الإلكترونية لجامعة العلوم والتكنولوجيا تقدم اللغة الإنجليزية واحد، الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور بليغ الوصي. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سمير الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. الإخراج رياض المحية.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear students, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the second session in this course, English 101. This session will discuss the following points. Number one, simple present tense, habitual use. Number two, the past symbol tense. Number three, punctuation marks. We'll take three punctuation marks, question mark, full stop, and exclamation mark. Before we begin, let me discuss a second model for a vocabulary question you may face in this course. Let's do this exercise as an example. Choose the best word form A, B, or C to complete each sentence below. Number one, it is every Muslim's dash to take care of his parents. You have three choices to complete this sentence. Spice, duty, or battle. The correct answer is duty. So you can say, it is every Muslim's duty to take care of his parents. Number two, I didn't go to Ali's house because I had not been dash. Had not been ordered, had not been defeated, had not been invited. Which is better to use here? It is invited. Three, Ibn Battuta was a famous traveler. He made many dash in Asia. The three choices, he made many journeys, traders, conquests. Which one is better? Journeys. Four, Jassim dash his son to turn up the TV. So you have three choices here. Joined, told, increased. The best word is told. Jassim told his son to turn up the TV. Number five, everyone respects Samir. He works hard for his guidance, hopeful, or community. The best word is community. Now, let's begin discussing the three topics of this session. Let's begin with topic number one, simple present tense. Habitual use. You know the present simple tense. We use the present tense when we express daily routines or habits. We can also use adverbs of frequency with it. What are the adverbs of frequency that can be used with the present simple tense? These are words like every day, usually, always, often, sometimes, etc. Now, why should we use these words to confirm the habitual or routine meaning? Examples: Ali goes to school every day. So here, the word every day is a word that refers to, you know, it is an adverb of frequency which is used with the present simple tense. We use the present simple tense here, goes, G-O-E-S. We added E-S to the verb. Number B, we usually have breakfast at home. Here, the word usually is another adverb of frequency, which confirms the habitual meaning or the routine meaning. We usually have breakfast at home. So the first use of the present simple tense is with daily routines or habits. Now the second use of simple present tense. Simple present tense is also used with statements of facts. In order to express facts, you have to use the simple present tense. For example, it is often used to describe people, places, things, events, states, scientific, historical, and geographical facts to confirm the habitual or routine meaning. Now let's have examples. A. Mecca is a whole city. Now this is a fact. It is a historical fact. No one can deny that Mecca is not a holy city. B. The earth moves round the sun. Now this is a geographical fact. 3 or C. Gordon's rivers flow into the Dead Sea. Also here, it is a geographical fact. So for facts, you have to use the simple present tense. And you know the rule of simple present tense. You know, we have to add S, E-S, I-E-S to the verb. And we studied in the first session of this course, we studied when to add S, when to add E-S, and when to add I-E-S. So you have to add S, E-S, I-E-S just if the subject is singular. If the subject is plural in the present simple tense, no need to add anything. Don't add S, don't add ES, and don't add also IES. Now let's have an exercise. Complete the following sentences using the appropriate forms of the verbs between brackets. Number one, a Muslim go on Hajj once in a lifetime. Here, the subject is singular. The verb ends with O, so we have to add ES to the verb. We have to say goes, G-O-E-S. Number two, our teacher always advises us to do our homework. Now the verb advise. Because the subject is plural, our teachers, and the tense is the present simple tense because of always, we don't have to add anything to the verb here. Why? Because of the plurality of the subject. So we have to say advice as it is. Three, a true Muslim not deceive other people. You know, for negatives in the present simple tense, we have to use don't or doesn't. If the subject is singular, we have to use doesn't plus the base form of the verb. If it is plural, we have to use don't plus the base form of the verb. So here, the subject is singular, so we have to say, a true Muslim does not deceive other people. You speak English very well. Here, the subject is you. Because it is you, no need for addition. Don't add any letter to the verb. So you can say, you speak just. Yemen, dash, a beautiful country. He wants you to write a suitable verb to be. The most suitable verb to be for a singular name or noun is the verb is. So you can say Yemen is a beautiful country. Now let's go to the second topic in this session, the past simple tense. You know, verbs in this tense can be divided into two types, regular verbs and irregular verbs. What are regular verbs? Regular verbs are verbs to which you have to add D or ED when you change them into the past. For example, play, change it into the past, played, ed. Watch, change it into the past, watched, ed. What about irregular verbs? Irregular verbs are verbs which have their own forms. They don't follow the rule. No d, no ed is added to them to change them into the past. For example, the verb go, the past form of the verb go is went. The past form of the verb do is did. The past form of the verb run is ran, R-A-N. Now, when can we use the past simple tense? The past simple tense is used when we want to tell a story or talk about a past experience, or if we want to report an event or action that started in the past and ended also in the past. Examples, number one, Ali bought a new car last week. So here, the action happened in the past, last week. And we are telling something that happened in the past. So we used the past form of the verb buy, which is bought. Number two, Yusuf joined the university last year. Also here, talking about a past event at a specific time. So we used the past form of the verb join, which is joined. Anyway, buy is an irregular verb, whereas the verb join is a regular verb. Number three, they arrived 10 minutes ago. So what is important here? If we are talking about a past event at a specific time, we have to use the past simple tense. Now, what are the adverbs that refer to the past simple tense? There are many words which refer to the past simple tense. Like what? Yesterday, last, either last week, last month, or last year, a few minutes ago, in 1979, when we arrived, after they finished, all of them refer to the past simple tense. Also, we have a word that refers to the past, that is the verb used to. You know, used to is used for past habits or repeated actions in the past, something that you used to do in the past. For example, they used to invite other people to accept Islam. So used to invite, that means a repeated action in the past. Mr. Samer used to teach English last year. Now he is not teaching English. But last year, he used to teach. That means a repeated action also in the past. I used to drink milk in the morning last year. Also here, drinking milk in the morning was a repeated action for me in the past. So the word used to is used for past habits or repeated actions in the past. Now let's have an exercise. Put the verbs in brackets in the past tense form. Number one, it rained all day long last night. Because of last, the sentence is in the past, past simple tense. So we have to add ed to the verb. Why? Because the verb rain is a regular verb. Number two, she cooked good food yesterday. So here, yesterday is referring to the past simple tense. So we have to add ed to the regular verb cook. And we have to say cooked, ed. Three, I answer all the questions in the exam last week. So also answer is a regular verb. We have to add ed to that verb. Four, they wait their friend at the bus station. We have to add ed to this verb also. And we have to say waited. Number five, I thank the teacher for his help 2 days ago. Ego is an adverb which refers to the past simple tense. So we have to say thanked, ed. You see, all these verbs are regular verbs. Now, let's go to the third topic of this session. Let's study some punctuation marks. We will study three punctuation marks: the full stop, the question mark, and the exclamation mark. You know, punctuation marks are very important in writing. Now, let's begin with the first punctuation mark, that is the full stop. A full stop or period, two names for the same thing, is used at the end of statements, commands, or requests. So the full stop is used at the end of either a statement or a command or a request. Examples. Number A, we are studying English now. Now, this is a statement. It is a statement. Because it is a statement, it should end with a full stop. B, do as I tell you. Now, this is a command. Because it is a command, it should end with a full stop. C, open the door, please. This is a request. You know, please. Because it is a request, it is a polite request, it should end with a full stop. Now, is there any other use of a full stop? Yeah, the full stop is also used in abbreviations and initials. Examples. A, he got his MSc. You know, M, full stop, SC, full stop, degree in 1980. So MSc is an abbreviation for Master in Science. M is an abbreviation for the word Master. SC is an abbreviation for the word Science. Number B, most universities nowadays have PhD programs. PH, full stop, D, full stop. Here, PhD is an abbreviation. PH is an abbreviation for philosophy. D is an abbreviation for doctorate. Number C, D.H. Lawrence is a great British novelist. So D, full stop, H, full stop, these two letters are abbreviations for his two first names. Now let's move to the second punctuation mark, which is called the question mark. The question mark is used at the end of all direct questions, but it is not used after an indirect question, as in these two examples. You know, questions are divided into two types: direct questions and indirect questions. So the question mark should be used at the end of direct questions. For example, where do you live? What's your name? Where are you from? All these are direct questions. And all these questions should end with a question mark. Second example, he asked me where I lived. Now, this is an indirect question. Because it is an indirect question, it should end with a full stop, not with a question mark. Now, let's have the third punctuation mark, which is an exclamation mark. An exclamation mark is used after a word or sentence to show strong feeling or to draw attention to something unusual or surprising. Now, look at these examples. Number one, help, fire. So after the word help, you have to write an exclamation mark. After the word fire, you have to write an exclamation mark. Here, you want to draw the attention of people that there is a fire in somewhere. Number two, watch out. There is an exclamation mark at the end of this phrase. Why? Because it is, i'ada. Because the writer wants to attract the attention of the reader that there is something surprising. Three, what a beautiful day. We have to end this statement with an exclamation mark. Why? Because it means or it refers to something surprising. That's impossible. Also surprising here to deny something. It will be impossible. So all these should end with exclamation marks. Now let's have an exercise. Add the missing punctuation marks, either a full stop, a question mark, or an exclamation mark to these sentences. Number one, where do you come from? Is this a statement or a question? This is a question. Because it is a question, it should end with a question mark. Number two, he runs very fast. It is a statement. So it should end with a full stop. Three, I hope to catch a bus in a few minutes. Also, it is a statement. It should end with a full stop. Number four, oh, good Lord, oh my God. Now, this is an exclamation. Because it is an exclamation, it should end also with an exclamation mark. Anyway, there are two exclamation marks here. Oh, good Lord, after Lord, and then, oh my God. You have to write another exclamation mark here. Go away! Don't touch it! Now, this is an order or a command, so it should end with a full stop. Okay, my dear, that was our last point in this session. Next session, we will take yes or no questions, WH questions, and the use of capital letters and commas. Until then, I wish you all the best. Thank you very much for listening to this session. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللغة الإنجليزية واحد. الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور بليغ الوصي. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سمير الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. Thank you. الإخراج رياض المحيّة.